Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. One of the negative effects of having so many overweight and sick people in our population is that it's becoming normal to be overweight and sick. It seems normal to people. It seems particularly normal to be diabetic or pre-diabetic. It's estimated right now that there are tens of millions of people in the United States who will most certainly become diabetic in the next few years if they don't change their ways. And diabetes is one of the leading causes of blindness, amputation, kidney failure, and coronary artery disease. Well, now we can add cancer to the list. A 2012 study that included over 52,000 women with diabetes and 30,000 women who didn't have diabetes showed that postmenopausal women with diabetes have a 12% increased risk of developing breast cancer when compared to women without diabetes, and that taking diabetes medications didn't lower the risk. Now, studies have also shown that diabetics have an increased risk of pancreatic, liver, endometrial, bladder, and colorectal cancer, too. But the point that I wanted to bring out that I think is the most important is that the illness, any illness, is a warning sign that something is wrong. And many people are lucky to get a warning that is not immediately life-threatening. I mean, I've told many people I'd surely be rather be talking to you in my office about diabetes than breast cancer. Diabetes is much easier to reverse than many forms of cancer. Second, drugs and procedures just cover up symptoms. They don't address the cause of disease, which means that a diabetic taking drugs to control blood sugar and other symptoms of diabetes will appear to be doing better, while the habits that cause the disease will actually cause worsening health over time. The drugs don't make the diabetes better, and they don't prevent the risk of other diseases from developing. So the whole idea that if diabetics would just get their disease under control, they would be better off is really quite a misunderstanding, and it's misled an awful lot of diabetics. Now, I'm not for leaving diabetics alone in the population and not doing anything for them, but we are deceiving them into thinking that medicating them is actually helping. So if you're overweight, if you've been told that you're pre-diabetic, diabetic, or diagnosed with any condition, don't buy the sales pitch that medications are going to control your disease, whether it's diabetes or any other condition. These medications simply manipulate your biomarkers and provide a false sense of security. Diabetes is the beginning of dreadful degenerating disease, all of which can be avoided with the right dietary changes. So those of you who've been listening to me for a long time, I'm not telling you anything new, but I still encounter people every day who have, I call it drinking the Kool-Aid. They think that they're okay because they're medicated for what's wrong with them, and it's, like, as I mentioned, it's just a false sense of security. That's all for now, and have a great day.